Groceries for Good, and this event needs a little bit of help from you to make it go. And we're going to talk more about it with Rhonda Schwegman and Greg Gerline joining me in the studio. Morning, folks.
Good morning.
Morning, Johnny.
Get you up and going here with a visit in studio and a look ahead to a busy weekend that features Groceries for Good. I'll start easy. What is Groceries for Good?
Well, Groceries for Good was started, I think this is our seventh year of doing it, and it was put together to kind of pull in some community partners to raise some needed foods to fill our pantry during the holiday season. So we at the Shelbyville News kind of took a lead in that, by going out and getting some community partners as far as grocery stores. This year, Mickey's T-Mart has graciously allowed us to come back in to collect the food there. And then Acre Automotive and Hubler Ford are helping us with the vehicles as far as moving the food from Mickey's to the sorting area, which Greg can kind of talk a little bit about. It actually makes me really happy that it's something the Shelbyville News and the radio station can kind of partner on as well for the community to help. And basically, it's just basically to build our food pantries, because there's so many people in this community that need the help all year long, but especially at this time of the year. And it's just a way of being able to give back to the community. So it's really kind of an honor, and it's something I get kind of excited about every year, being able to do this for the community.
Now, if you come on out to Mickey's T-Mart, and you've got to do your shopping everywhere, the kids already ate everything that's on the shelf, so Saturday morning into the afternoon is a good time to go shopping. Tell me how does this work? How can people be a part?
We make it really easy. Mickey's has gone ahead and pre-stuffed some bags, $5, $10, $15 increments. So if you're busy Saturday picking up your own groceries and all you want to do is just grab a bag to donate, you can do that. If you want to shop and pick out your own items, we'll be handing out a flyer that will have a list of the needed items for the pantry. And if you don't want to do that and you just want to make a cash donation or write a check, you can do that as well. I know there's been several years we've just had people hand us money, and then at the end of the day, we'll take all that money and we'll find out what the needs are at the pantry. Maybe there's a need for canned vegetables or canned meat or something, and then we'll go back and we'll purchase a lot of that with the money that's been donated. But we make it just really easy, real simple. It's a great Saturday. I mean, you're going to be out shopping for your Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Absolutely.
So, if you can just think about other people who maybe are less fortunate and help them provide their holiday dinners for their families as well. So.
Now, the event runs 9 to 3.
9 to 3, yes. However, I know that doesn't always fit in with everybody's shopping time.
Sure.
So Mickey's already has some bags pre-stuffed. So if you're shopping tonight or tomorrow
or
Friday, you can go ahead and purchase a bag, and then they'll keep it there for us to pick up on Saturday. And then also after the event, after 3 o'clock on Saturday, I'm sure whatever bags are left, if you're in shopping on Sunday or even the first of next week, you can pick up the bags. Mickey's will keep them, and then either Greg or I will pick them up and get them delivered to the pantry.
All right, now we turn to the items have been collected at Mickey's T-Mart. They're going to be transported to sorting area. Greg Gerline, take it from there.
Okay, well, thank you. Once we have a collection there, we will transfer those down to a sorting center, and then the pantries that are participating in this throughout the community, we'll divide that up either Saturday evening or first of the week while we'll get those transferred to those pantries so that they'll be ready to distribute them starting next week.
And that's kind of a breakdown, maybe a little bit too, of just how Pantry Pals does things. Is that maybe an idea of how it goes the rest of the year when you're collecting items?
Yeah, basically Pantry Pals is a vehicle basically to collect food and money, and then we distribute it to those out there. So just to give you an example, if we go to a vendor and say, hey, we're looking for money or food, instead of 7 or 8 or 9 pantries all doing that, why we kind of collaborate as a group, myself or different ones of us, we'll go to that establishment and say, hey, this is what we're looking for. It's a little easier to get in the door with one person versus 9 different organizations. We're all in it as a team. We're all here to support those that need food. So our objective is throughout the year to find ways to make partners, gather food, gather money, and distribute that out so that we can make those that's less fortunate have a little better options.
Talking about Groceries for Good, it's coming to Mickey's T-Mart, and it will happen between 9 and 3. But again, like Rhonda said, availability there with Mickey's getting some of those pre-bags ready to go. So if you want to shop a little bit early, they can help to set you up. Can you take me back, Rhonda, to kind of the origins of this thing and getting it up and started? It's one thing maybe to do it when you've got, okay, at least I know what my routine needs to be. What was it like starting this thing a few years ago?
Well, it was, to me, the idea was brought to us from a publisher that used to work at the newspaper, okay. And she had brought it from another paper from a much larger city where they had 3 or 4 grocery stores, had several, you know, I mean, it was a much larger kind of organizing. Mm-hmm. But it seems like, you know, now we've done it for so many years, it's just so easy just to, you know, put it together, get the volunteers there. I don't know what more to say about the origin of it. But as far as coming up with the name of it, that's something that I kind of took control of about 7 years ago, was coming up with the theme and, you know, picking a day when to do it. And, of course, we always wanted to do a day kind of closer to the holidays, mm-hmm. because that's when people are really thinking more about helping needy. Although I do know it's something that I think we ought to be able to do something like this other times of the year.
Sure.
Because, like, in the summertime, I don't think people are thinking so much about filling our pantries, and I think those, and Greg, you can correct me if you're wrong, but I think those are the times that maybe it might be needed to try to do some kind of little food drive then too. So
Greg, it's a fight all the time, I know, because you're giving away things, people are using things that are going to get used, so those shelves are going to empty out at one point.
Yeah, in the giving season, you know, as we all know, everybody gets a little bit festive here going into Thanksgiving and the Christmas and the New Year and all. And so it's pretty, it's never easy, but it's easier to get these shelves filled, you know, in that holiday season. But spring and summer, it's pretty rough. You got to go out and dig and scrape and fight to get people to understand that, because, you know, unfortunately people are hungry year round, not just through them. But we have some great partners throughout the community. Different ones have different scopes for us, and we're able to extend that through those rough times. Some of those folks are willing to do that for us, so it's always a battle. There's a lot of people that's in need, as all of us can relate to. It takes a lot of food to put a family through for just a week, sometimes 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever that may be, whenever they're in hardship. So our objective is to continue to do this. We've been doing this since with Rhonda for about 7 years. The Pantry Pals have been in existence since 2011. So we've went through a lot of food. We feel fortunate that we can do that. We have some great partners and volunteers to help us do this. Without them, it'd be impossible.
I was going to say, can you mention, because there are 9 locations, right, that Pantry Pals kind of serves as the central agency for?
Yep. We have Salvation Army, First Baptist Church, Human Services, Seventh Day of Venice, Trinity Church, Shelby County Senior Services, Little Blue Church up in Morristown, and then we also help out the best we can, the Cancer Center. Hmm. And the pregnancy center that here in town, we help them out a little bit. So with that said, you know, it is all partners. There's a lot of doors opening and closing every day, and we feel fortunate that we can help them out just a little bit.
Given added note to this particular weekend, I know there was a date in October, and there's another this Saturday, Shelbyville High School parking lot, where Gleaners is kind of bringing in a specialty product, I guess.
Yeah, we have a great partnership with Gleaners, and they help us out throughout the year. When it gets to the weather that we have typically in November and through April, we don't do those for the fact we don't have an inside facility to get that food laid out. But we were able to come up with a special promotion with them in October and November to bring fresh produce. with our local community. We have fresh gardens and different things throughout farmers market and different things that has that produce. We get into the fall, all that stuff's pretty much done. So Gleaners will be bringing a truck in on Saturday from 10 to 11:30 roughly. There's going to be a lot of produce. There'll be probably over 10,000 pounds, I imagine, that we'll distribute. So anybody's in a need, why come out to the high school around 10 o'clock and we'll try to get you filled up so you can have some stuff through the holidays here.
Should there be someone who, say, would like to write a check, you know, they're going to come by Mickey's and drop off a donation in that way, who, when it comes to checks, how should somebody handle that?
They could just write it directly to Pantry Pals.
Okay.
I know we've been promoting to write it to the Shelbyville News, but you could write it to either place, and the money will get to where it needs to go. So,
you know, if you're not able to make it out in the next few days, why, we do have an account through Blue River Foundation. If you don't feel that you can make it to the grocery to do this help, why, we definitely could use your support. Feel free to drop a check off to the foundation, earmark it in the memo for Shelby County Pantry Pals. And it's amazing, even partners with Brian at Mickey's, if you give them a little bit of notice, they have some outstanding deals on some product that they can get through their vendors. Maybe it's labeled incorrectly or, you know, whatever that may be.
Sure.
Gives us an opportunity to use that money and to get some fantastic deals. And then we can take that food and then distribute that through the pantry. So obviously this weekend is important for us to fill the shelves. It's also important throughout the next 6 months. So if you feel you know, that it's within yourself, don't hesitate to drop that money off. We'll put it to good use. I'll just give one other plug to the local community. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity that we've worked with for quite a few years for all the school systems within our community. And we thank each and every one of those. There's contests going on currently to raise food, and that'll go through about Christmas. So each of the schools, if you're not familiar, if you have kids in school, ask a few questions. I'm sure it's coming up here soon. And we're able to take that food, and that'll help us get through the first part of the year.
Yeah, and there may be others. And if there are, I'm sorry, but I just know one in particular. Like the Waldron boys are having their scrimmage for opening up basketball season tomorrow. It's either $3 to get in or donate canned items for Pantry Pals. So yep. There's just one example of things that are going on.
Yeah, there's. I've talked to a couple schools. Personally, I was asked to come and kind of get them motivated, so to speak. There's different things going on. It's kind of ironic how all that works, but different things spark people's interest. You know, you can wear a hat for the day. You can principal gets a whipped cream pie in the face. There's all kind of things going on, but
there's nothing like punishing the administration to get kids motivated.
It's awesome for the opportunity, and it's great that they're able to do that. And I think it's a nice way for the students also to figure out, you know, there is people out there. They don't take it for granted that there's going to be food. So